where are we today with our workplace? What has COVID-19 done for the workplace, your jobs, your legal rights, and all of those things? In Maryland, D.C. based, Joy Smithy is with us today. She is an employment and labor law attorney who represents employers and employees throughout Maryland and the District of Columbia in a diverse range of legal matters, including discrimination, wage issues, sexual abuse and harassment, employee defamation, and more. Oh my gosh, you must be going absolutely crazy right now, Joyce.
That would be putting it mildly. The scene seems to be changing every day, and there's a new law or new guidance being issued almost every hour.
Okay, so can we talk about what does these numbers, I mean, in the history of our country, have we ever seen numbers like this before?
No, this is unprecedented.
From your point of view, give us some scenarios of what people can do. What are their legal rights? I know that right now I'm hearing that many workers do not want to deliver food anymore. That, I mean, we have people from dog walkers who are not allowed in my building anymore to delivery people that are going out of their minds. They can't keep up with the demands to grocery store employees who are getting the coronavirus. They're putting up glass partitions in many of the supermarkets today so that you will have your distance from the cashier. I mean, this just goes on and on and on with story after story of people working too many hours and shifts. And what rights do we have as the employee, and how do we protect ourselves, and how do we know what our rights are?
Sure. So there are, as I mentioned, you know, there are changes and new laws coming up almost on a daily basis. I recently participated in a seminar on this, and I was literally changing slides the day before because the law had changed. This has been declared a pandemic, as you know, which means the EEOC has issued specific guidance just for this as far as what medical inquiries can be made about you, as to whether or not you're somebody who's at high risk. We have national legislation going on in the form of paid sick leave. We have an expansion of the Family Medical Leave Act to employees who are normally not allowed leave during this time. We've got a liberalization of unemployment rules right now. So there are a lot of laws addressing the rights you may have. It still may not give relief to that grocery worker who's working too many hours, or the person who's not falling into a high-risk group who is still afraid to come to work but is in an essential business. So there may not be relief for everybody in that, but you know, as we speak, these laws keep changing to give better unemployment benefits, better leave benefits, paid sick leave to employees who are normally not eligible for it under some of these laws. So it really depends on the issue you're looking at as to whether there might be some relief for you out there.
So we just heard that a lot of jobs are on furlough. What does that mean? Joyce, explain to us what that means.
Sure. So the idea of a furlough means that it's not a permanent separation from your employer. The idea is you'll come back, unlike a termination, which would just sever the relationship. For public employees, it's an even more important distinction because it means you haven't given up your employment rights, which means you're still entitled to due process if at some point while you're furloughed, you get separated from employment down the road.
Okay. And we know that every sporting arena in the country is closed. Mm-hmm. We know that the vendors are, obviously, if there's no sporting events, the vendors are not going to get any money either. the businesses around the arena are not going to get any money. It was just on the news 2 minutes ago that as of right now, people were asked if you could go into an arena or a go to a concert or go to a sporting event, would you go? And everyone is like, no, I'm too scared to do that. So this, and I have to say that Massachusetts was one of the first to really implement stay at home. We've been at home now since I think it was March 16th or 15th or something. It was even earlier. They canceled the parade, the St. Patrick's Day parade. So it's been a substantial amount of time. I just am concerned about how people are going to. It's a chain reaction. How are people going to survive?
Sure. We have the unemployment insurance that has already covered layoffs and closures. So for the people who are being told not even a furlough, but you're done, there's always been unemployment insurance for them. But we have some new eligibility relaxation in the rules for people who are becoming unemployed because of the coronavirus. We've got the CARES Act. And this is really expanding unemployment benefits in a way we've never seen before, for people who may have been diagnosed and sought a test diagnosis, for people who are with members of households who have a diagnosis and caring for a child or a family member, certain types of workers who've never been able to participate, independent contractor expansions. All of this is happening as part of that CARES Act to try to get these people unemployment benefits. Now, that said, of course, many of the states, and there's a number of provisions of the CARES Act that states are allowed to implement or not at the state level. So this could change depending whether you're listening in Maryland or Massachusetts. But what I am hearing from across the board, across the state, is that these are unprecedented levels of claims. The website, for example, in Maryland for the Department of Labor and Licensing has been down periodically for days. And at this point, you're being asked to take appointments as to when you can talk to somebody there to file your claim. The states are dealing with a volume of these claims that they've never contemplated or were prepared to do so until this emergency basis.
We are in a pickle right now, aren't we, Joyce?
We really are. I have to say that we see, a lot of local and federal, legislatures trying to respond to it. I know you mentioned you're having a tax expert on later. I know there's a lot for small businesses there. So we are in a pickle, but we are seeing some programs, again, that are really listening to the problems. For example, that expansion I mentioned of paid sick leave that allows you to get up to 12 weeks of paid sick leave under the FMLA. There are certain limits.
Oh, Joyce, we're out of time. Oh, we're out of time. Joyce, we'll have you back or one of your colleagues because this is really important stuff. So I promise you we will, but we've got to move on. But thank you so much. Give us the website, please.
Sure. smitheylaw.com, SMITHEYLAW.com.
And we will be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned.